All right, so Rachel, I don't call my wife by the wrong name, but she tells me that occasionally I do this. Snore, although it doesn't sound that bad. So you can actually create health problems for your partner if you're snoring, and it's a serious thing.
Yes.
But there's some gadgets that can help, and here's NPR's Patty Naiman.
Okay.
Here I am standing in my local pharmacy looking at a row of anti-snoring aids. Nasal strips, breathe right, snore therapy. I wonder if any of these work.
Talking about what may or may not work, we would first identify where this sound comes from.
Dr. Kim Hutchison is a sleep specialist at Oregon Health and Science University. Before she recommends gadgets, she says there's one important caveat.
I don't want to fix their snoring without alerting them to the fact that this may be a symptom of something more serious.
Like sleep apnea, where patients actually stop breathing sometimes hundreds of times a night. Once that's ruled out, snoring is basically a mechanical problem, and for that, there's an array of what she calls medieval-looking options.
Some anti-snoring devices are more medieval than others.
Prongs to keep nasal passages open, chin straps to literally keep your mouth shut, and mouthpieces that hold the lower jaw forward.
I call this the bulldog effect. It's a mouthpiece that's fit for your mouth, and it holds you in a bit of an underbite, and that helps to hold the tongue forward and the jaw forward, which opens up the physical space in the back of the throat.
The goal of all these devices? Decrease congestion in the back of the throat so air flows easily and quietly into the lungs.
One that affects the mouth and chin is a tongue bulb, and that is a silicone suction device that fits over your mouth, and it uses negative pressure to hold your tongue in a forward position while you sleep.
Opening up the airway in the back of the throat. Snoring is worse when you sleep on your back, so there are a number of ways to get you on your side. A belt with little cushions attached to the back makes it uncomfortable to sleep that way. Body pillows encourage side sleeping. And then there's a device like a dog collar.
Worn around the neck that begin to vibrate when the user turns onto their back, and the vibration slowly increases in intensity.
Until the snorer turns over. A bit startling, but
right up there with getting a big shove from your partner to turn over on your side.
And if those don't work, Hutchison says you can do what she does. As the wife of a positional snorer, she goes to bed with earplugs. Patty Niemand, NPR News.